I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 3 out of 4 children will have at least one ear infection by the time they turn 3 years old. To talk about ear infections during childhood is Dr. David White. He's a professor in the College of Medicine and director of the Pediatric Ear, Nose, and Throat Program at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. White, why do so many young children get ear infections?
You're right. It is a very common diagnosis seen in children under the age of 5 years old. It's the most common diagnosis seen in pediatricians' offices during that age range, and is also the largest cost for healthcare during that age. Children in that age group have a high number of sick contacts, and also anatomically they are predisposed to getting ear infections because their eustachian tube is not fully developed.
Is there a magic age during childhood in which kids don't get ear infections as frequently?
Well, ear infections peak between 6 and 18 months of age and then gradually dwindle off from there. Usually around 5 to 6 years of age is when the number of ear infections declines.
And is there fluid in a part of the ear? Is that what really is causing the ear infection?
So the space behind the eardrum is called the middle ear, and during a routine ear infection, that space will fill with fluid, oftentimes fill with pus. When the ear infection is treated or when the body fights the ear infection successfully, very often fluid is left behind that's sterile, it's no longer infected. But sometimes what we run into with recurrent ear infections is that the fluid remains after an ear infection and then becomes reinfected several times.
What are the signs of an ear infection for a child?
So in very young children, it can be difficult to identify at times. Sometimes just fussiness and decreased appetite and loss of energy can be the main signs. As children get older, over 6 to 8 to 9 months of age, generally you'll start to see a fever and signs of ear discomfort over the age of 1 year or so. Pain is often a major feature, and children will pull at their ears or identify a painful ear.
And what is the treatment?
Depending on the age of the patient, usually antibiotics will be offered. In older children, very often the pediatrician will offer observation for 24 or 48 hours before starting an antibiotic if needed.
And is that because not all ear infections are bacterial in nature?
That's correct. Not all of them are bacterial in nature. There can be a viral component to many of them. And even ones that are bacterial can resolve on their own within a short period of time in older children.
And what's the treatment for children who do end up getting repeat ear infections over and over again?
Well, with repeat ear infections, there are a couple of different approaches. Initially, we may try different antibiotics that have a broader spectrum and may have a higher success rate against ongoing or repeat ear infections. In children who have had more than 3 ear infections in 6 months or 4 ear infections in a year, at that time we would start to consider other options. Specifically, at that point, we would consider a surgical option, which would be placement of ear tubes. The purpose of placing ear tubes is to evacuate the fluid from behind the eardrum, evacuate any infection there, and allow us to place antibiotics directly into the middle ear space.
Dr. White, thanks for providing this information about ear infections.
You're welcome. Thanks very much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.